Hi, I'm Tom Arrow, and this is the Lord of the Rings role-playing for 5e. The TTRPG from Free League Games is available for purchase now. This podcast is for mature audiences. New episodes are available every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Anyway,
okay, just out of the blue, out of the pre-made characters, Bilbo is so much better than any of the others.
Yes, he is.
He's a level 6 guy, and everyone else is like, yeah, I'm a level 1.
You gonna play Bilbo?
Oh, please do.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have no idea what you need or what you want or how the character...
We need Bilbo. Now, the previous adventure were good enough for the characters that we have. Or our characters were good enough for the adventures we got. So, unless we are like in I don't know, troll country or Mordor, then we might need Bilbo. Yeah.
Didn't we kill a troll? Oh, wait, no, it wasn't orc.
No, you killed a troll. Stone troll.
Oh, we did.
Stone troll. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got a stone troll.
In the mines, right?
No. That was the orc in the mines. I think the troll was in the forest, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
All right, I think we're all set.
Yeah, have you guys gained a level yet?
I don't think so.
625 out of 1,000 XP. Or should we get XP from the previous one, or did we get it? Or
I think we got it already.
Okay, yeah, I guess you're supposed to still be first level. All right.
Wow. That.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the adventure, I'm like, first level, all right.
But that sounds ominous.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Wow, okay.
So today we party wipe the hobbits?
Yeah. Enjoy this lighthearted adventure of death.
Frodo never gets born.
Nope. Lord of the Rings never happened.
Does Pear have somebody in mind now? Figure something out, Pear?
Yeah, I mean, Drogo Baggins was the last one that hasn't been picked, so.
Drogo Baggins. Gotcha. All right. Also, we have Warmack, right?
Yeah, I'm going to change my name on the Discord.
Is anybody Primula? Yeah. Ariel's Primula. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one other character. Like, I believe there's three. There's Bilbo, there's Baggins, and there's another lady, I believe. That's free.
All right.
Okay, I changed my name on Discord. My name's Rory Mac.
So you all awaken once again in comfortable beds inside the farmhouse of Bamforlong to the scent of eggs and mushrooms cooking for a late breakfast. The last few days have been a welcome comfort after your long journey across the Shire. Bilbo and Farmer Maggot both dismiss any business talk until after the table has been cleared. But soon after the crockery has been cleaned and pipes have been lit, Maggot's demeanor turns grim. Sitting upon a long bench under the eaves of Bamforlong, Farmer Maggot takes a long draw from his pipe and gazes out to a small ruined building on the far side of his wide farmlands. Chickens, he suddenly says as he blows out a long line of blue-gray smoke. It's because of my chickens that I sent my letter, Master Baggins. Any hint of jest fades away as he leans to you and your friends. And to be honest, I'm glad you have not come alone. When I saw that thing that night, blood in its teeth and fire in its eyes. I knew it was something beyond the kin of myself and any other folk in the East Farthing. It was a beast, I tell you, and not some hungry wolf that come up from Dunland starving. This was a black thing, as if its fur had been burnt like kindling, with nothing natural about it. And it set chills down my spine. No easy task, mind you. When I heard it growl at me, we locked eyes. And I saw naught but a taste for death in its gaze. It meant to kill me. More than the... No. It meant to kill more than my chickens in their coop that night. I grabbed a lantern in one hand, you see, and my chopping axe. It was going to take me. I wasn't going down without a fight. Before I knew what happened, it was on me, crossing the field in a bound and pinning me to the soil, snarling, slavering. Maggot's eyes glaze over in memory, and you see him tremble at the recollection. In a fit, I swung my lantern up, and it shattered, pouring oil upon its muzzle. It yelped, and it screamed as if the fire blazed, and it fled into the dark. The last thing I saw before it disappeared towards the Brandywine were those horrible, fiery eyes. He sets his pipe on the bench beside him, still out there. I swear I've seen it beyond the edges of Bamforlong on more than one night since then. Those eyes burning into me from the dark. And if the stirrings from Buckland are any hint, it's causing no end of trouble there, too. Master Bilbo, sir, I was hoping that you and your friends here might help me with the Buckland folk put a stop to that foul thing's hunting before it gets a taste for something more than chickens.
What was it? Could you see what it was?
It was like a wolf, but not a wolf. I cannot explain it further, other than it seemed to be all darkness and fire and eyes.
Was it standing on two legs or on all fours?
On all fours.
Ooh.
Guys, we should buy some oil and some fire.
You mean to scare it away again?
To burn it.
Well, that didn't work last time.
Scared him off at least.
Yeah, exactly.
It could always be good in an emergency situation. Like, for example, you're pinned on your back. You have it almost biting your throat. And you know that your throat's going to get ripped out. I feel like you'd rather me try to set him on fire than to just let him rip your throat out.
Well, yeah, you got a point there.
Slurps ale.
I think that would be...
Pipe.
That would be an amazingly good idea, Bilbo says, if there are any shops around. As you can see, we are in the middle of farm country. Maggot, do you have more fire and oil? And Maggot nods his head, says, I do have some. I broke one lantern, but I can part with another. And some oil.
That sounds great.
So he will...
Where did you last...
Get up and he will get up and he heads down to what's basically like a basement and he'll eventually bring it up.
But are we just going to go and fight a thing we know nothing about? We're not fighters. We're fighters. We're hobbits. I mean, I guess my cousin will go for any adventure, that old Took, but why don't we just try and get some of the men from the village to take care of this? They do seem to love their fighting.
Oh,
come on, dear old cousin, look at this. I have two swords now. One in each hand. We're fighters. We're real fighters. We've killed an orc, we've killed a troll. We can certainly kill a wolf. No problem.
Oh, Drogo, I am happy to see you, Bilbo says. Thankfully, Brandy Hall isn't far. Did you happen to see anything like this in your travels?
No, it was quite a nice walk, I must say. There's nothing wrong with a good walk, you know that, but you should never run out of your... out of Shire.
Well, quite agreed there, at least for now.
But yeah, I saw nothing outside.
I do agree that we need to stay in the Shire, but we also need to keep the Shire safe. I don't know where this Irish accent is coming from, but I'm rolling with it.
Only ever saw the beast at night, Maggot says. I think it has somehow crossed over to Buckland. It's traveling the Brandybucks now, from what I hear, based on news from Buckleberry. You might want to begin your search. What's that?
That's horrible.
That's what I'm afraid of. He says this thing's not going to let the Shire be. You might want to begin your search for the creature by crossing the Brandywine at Buckleberry Ferry. You could depart this same evening.
That sounds good. Do you reckon... how long is a day's travel, is it, you think, to where we last saw it?
He says it won't do you no good for where I last saw it. It hasn't been around again, thankfully. I think it's bothering them over in the Brandybucks.
All right, to the Brandybucks it is.
I'll take that lantern and oil then.
Okay.
That you have. Put it in my inventory.
It's a good idea. That means I can keep both my hands free for both my swords. Just pull them out and start kind of swinging them around.
Yeah, and if you need a light, I'll have it in hand.
Guys?
Yes.
Well, it sounds like an adventure to me. Let's go.
All right.
Do we need any supplies, maybe? Like, some rations would be smart, probably. So we don't have to steal cabbages again.
Oh, Maggot says I can take care of that for you. Here. And he gives you some rather large mushrooms that look... that he had diced into the breakfast and were very, very tasty.
Hell yeah. Love you some mushrooms. Beats cabbage. What did we have again last time? Cabbage and cheese or something?
I still have a cheese wheel of 20 pounds. Yep.
A gigantic cheese wheel, yes. Well,
that would go good with the mushrooms. I like it.
Cheese and mushrooms.
The cheese shield. I forgot about that.
Yeah, oh, the cheese shield. Yeah.
It's bigger than himself.
So the trip up the causeway to reach Buckleberry Ferry is an easy one. But the evening air feels strangely still. You don't see any hobbits relaxing outdoors on their farms in the Marish. And there's no children that are around catching fireflies. About halfway to the ferry, an hour later, you feel a growing sense of dread creeping over you, as if a rabbit were sensing a nearby predator. It's a disheartening feeling, and it seeps into your very bones. I need everyone to make a DC 10 charisma saving throw.
Come on, giant dice of giantness.
Ooh, is that the shadow thingy thing?
Yes, it's shadow.
Do we all have advantage on it? I can't remember because of your.
I think hobbies. We do. Yeah.
I think so. And I rolled a nat 20, so I'm gonna take it.
14.
14 plus 5 for me, so I'm good too.
I roll a 23.
Sheesh.
1 second, I'm looking for the dice channel. Yeah.
I know exactly. Hang on. I'm going to predict what you're going to say. Guys, I rolled a 1.
Two of them. Got advantage.
Exactly. Do it.
1 second.
Oh, my God. Pair. That was like one game, like a couple weeks ago. He rolled like one. When you took bets, were you there when we took the bets?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, good.
He gave the...
the idea.
No, he gave the price to... sweet, I think.
Yeah, it was some stupid weird game.
What was the price? What was the price again?
I got a game.
You got a game.
So cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I rolled a 15.
Okay, so everyone saved. So, you have seen a pair of red eyes here and there. Once behind a fence, another time obscured by a row of hedges, and again slipping away behind a small house.
Hey, Drogo.
Yes.
You think maybe it would be a good idea if we, had some bait? You know, like maybe you could stand over there, see if it comes out, and we'll bonk it on the head when it does.
Ah, you son of a took. I mean,
that I am.
It's not a bad idea. It's just I would prefer not to be the bait.
All right, I think there's only one way to solve it. Not it. I guess you're all bait. You're too slow. Oh,
not,
you're too
not
slow.
What?
You're all bait. Not it.
I'll be bait.
Sister, no. Let's have cousin do it.
What?
I what?
What?
I don't think I like the same beer. You were quick to suggest someone being bait. Why wouldn't it be you?
All of our paladins standing with a really big cheeky grin on his face, and now it like falters like ah. It was my idea.
It was your idea, so you'll go stand there.
So I have to come up with the ideas and I have to do everything. I see how it is. All right, give me a beer and I'll do it.
You got the two swords, I got a lantern. So,
do you have a shield? Who has a shield?
Cheese
wheel?
Yeah, I have a cheese wheel and a shield, but the cheese wheel is, I attached to the shields on the outside because I didn't have any more room in my bag.
Did you see this rope with a cheese wheel tied around a shield? It's amazing.
Yeah, so I have a shield, but I don't want to use it because then the cheese goes bad, of course.
Hey, do wolves like cheese?
I don't know.
Not as much as we like hobbits.
I think they like hobbits more than cheese. Maybe they're lactose intolerant. I don't know.
Well, this never stopped a dog from eating something, you know? Maybe
that,
if
that
we
is
put
true.
The cheese wheel out and they come to eat it, maybe it's like, oh, that smells like cow. Yeah, I got nothing. Let's just try it.
could I do a old Lorth, see if I remember anything about any stories about wild beasts or anything that roves the forest at night? Like, that's not really a regular animal, perhaps a...
History?
There's nothing really to remember in this case, I'm afraid. This is rather unique.
Yeah, we probably should have asked what he did that drew the beast out.
Are there some chickens around? Can we look for chickens?
Why would it? I mean, a regular dog or a wolf or something to eat anything, so can't we just put the mushrooms or the big cheese wheel?
I kind of want to eat the mushrooms. We've had a lot of cheese, though. Lots of cheese.
Hey, Pally. Remind me, what sound does the chicken do?
Seriously? Meh.
Found one.
Wait, that was a cow. That was a cow. We got it wrong.
Maybe if we could just find a goat. You can just tie a goat somewhere a lot easier than keeping a chicken still.
And then we could make goat's cheese. And then use the goat's cheese to lure the chick. Oh, I'm getting confused.
Yeah, I wanna roll if I can see some farm animals around.
Don't any of you know anything about hunting or tracking or something like that?
Not even
a tiny bit. No.
I do. I have some hunting and exploration skills, yes.
Well, why don't you see if there's any tracks or anything?
Sure.
I mean, before we even know that it's going to be around here, perhaps it walks in other places.
It's a good idea. Maybe we can go to one of the places where we saw the glowing eyes and see if we can find like tufts of hair or tracks. Maybe we can follow it from where we last saw it.
We could do that. What time of day is it now?
Evening.
Evening. So the sun is not really up and also not really down, I'm guessing.
Yes.
It's dark, right? Twilight.
Yeah, twilight. That's the word I'm looking for.
No, it's not twilight this evening. It's dark.
After twilight.
Okay. Is it? Okay. Okay.
Makes sense because it only comes out after dark.
Right. That's why you put it off until tonight to take the walk.
Mm-hmm. All right. That makes sense. I want to roll if I can see some tracks.
Okay. So go ahead and make a survival check.
This should be hunting, right?
Yeah.
Or hunting, yeah.
Yeah. 12 plus 4, 16.
Okay. Yeah, you think you found the tracks.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like wolf's tracks.
Well, I'll keep my lantern out so I can see, and I'll follow the tracks.
Okay.
I'm right here with you.
So upon finally reaching the winding road that turns east off the causeway, you begin walking down the path toward Buckleberry Ferry. Indeed, you can see it for yourselves in the distance, illuminated by starlight reflected in the Brandywine River. And you realize that the tracks you've been following are not the tracks of the beast, but somebody's faithful hound. At last, this uneasy night stroll reaches its destination. You see as you turn off the causeway further down the lane, the square floating platform that is the Buckleberry Ferry. No ferryman tending it at night, you will have to cross on your own, but the water is calm, the stars are bright. A sigh of released tension is prematurely interrupted when you see a pair of red eyes come up from the ditch along the western side of the causeway. It may have once been a dog or a wolf, but its fur is burnt and stiff, the color of cold ashes. Fiery eyes gleam in the night as it prowls toward you, never flinching. Its predatory confidence grows with each step. Never once does it make a sound, not even its footfalls. Nearly as tall as a hobbit at the shoulders, its silent snarl reveals white fangs stained pink as it breaks into a charge toward you.
Ah! Leroy Jenkins! I get my swords out now, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Wow. I haven't heard that in a while. Sorry.
I really want to, but I know that would kill him.
So you guys have little time to prepare for this. What do you want to do?
Grab my weapons and get ready.
Okay.
Both of them.
Anybody else? Same thing?
Pull out my bow?
I have my lantern in my right hand and my shield with the cheese on it in my left hand. So that'll be my...
Drog was just going to point at the large beast and it's just frozen fear because he's Drogo? Never seen anything like this.
Drogo, are you having a stroke? Focus.
Courage, Drogo. Courage.
All right, so...
Step out of it, Drogo.
We're all going to take initiative.
I'll do... No, wait. I'm going to do the Rhyme of Law. Give a d6 to Pally.
D6 of what? Health?
Pally, like Paladin Duke, gets one d6, but he can add to a d20.
Oh, all right. Any
Yeah, it's either saving for attack roll or skill roll.
Nice, thank you.
Nice.
I've got just the one question. All of us got weapons at some point in this adventure, and Drogo probably doesn't have one.
Oh, that's why he's so scared. What kind of weapon?
I have no weapons.
You have no weapons, Drogo. Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I have two weapons. I can throw you one of mine. Here, take my short sword. Hits him right between the eyes.
Okay, Esmeralda, what'd you roll?
I'm rolling now. 14.
Okay, Drogo?
I have initiative of 9.
Okay, Primula?
6.
Wormack?
Net 20.
Holy boom. Shit.
Paladin?
16.
All right. Rory, you're first.
Wait, are you rolling D20?
I'm joking. Yeah. shouldn't I was doubting myself what? Should I? I was so proud on this D20. I was like, what? Shouldn't I do it? Okay. I'll take lead with my shield in front and with also with the light.
And the cheese.
And the cheese on the shield. And I'll take a few steps forwards. So the area is well lit, and that's will be my action.
So what is your action again?
I'll take a few steps forward with my shield and my lantern in the other hand.
Okay.
And then the rest stays a bit behind me. So if it attacks, it will attack me instead of someone else.
Maybe it will attack the cheese.
Maybe take the dodge action.
Yeah.
If you are doing, if you're not doing anything offensive.
Or hold an action, and if it shows up, you hit it. Something like that.
Yeah, but he's holding a lantern.
I see.
Oh, okay.
And dodge action is pretty good. I mean, it's...
Oh. Okay, then
maybe
yeah.
You can, if you're not fighting right now anyway, maybe you can throw Drogo your weapon.
But I thought you wanted to throw your weapon, right?
Wanting to is a strong way to put it. I will if I have to, but...
Okay. Drogo, Drogo, you take my weapon. And this is a wood axe, 1d6 of slashing, and...
just keep that thing away from me.
Oh, okay. I want to do take a few steps forward and dodge when I will be attacked.
Okay. All right. So then that means it's Paladin's turn.
All right. So the wolf is in front of Roramek, right?
Yeah, it's still some distance away from him, about 25 feet.
Oh, I can walk that. I can totally walk that.
Oh.
Shit. You know what I'll do? I will get in front of Rory Mac, have two of my weapons ready, and look at Drogo again. Are you sure you don't want a weapon, Drogo?
Quite positive. I'm not a fighter.
Just keep in mind, he doesn't care if you're a fighter. If you have something to defend yourself with, it will be easier for it to not kill you. All right, holding my action. If it gets closer, I will attack.
Esmeralda?
Should I not attack?
No, do, but we were just literally okay. Not getting too spread out. Yeah, you have a bow, right?
I have a bow.
Yeah.
So I will take a stab at it.
Okay.
That's a 13.
A 13 is a miss.
Okay.
So, Drogo, your turn.
Along the path, do I see any herbs or anything that might be have a strong scent or anything like that?
Sure. I'm sure you did.
I would like to try and grab those and hold them up in like a warding fashion towards the wolf.
Okay.
Stay away, filthy beast. Huh?
That makes it Primula's turn then.
When is the beast go? Are you sure we're still ahead of it?
Yeah. I rolled a 2.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
Okay. That usually means you get to go right before Ariel does. That's weird.
This doesn't feel natural.
Yeah. Someone cheated.
Primula will shoot an arrow. and hit with 21.
Okay.
So it's a d6, right? I'm not mistaken. D6 plus my charisma. Dexterity.
Yeah.
7 points of damage. Woohoo.
Damn.
Okay.
Nice hit.
So you hit it, but the arrow just barely pokes the creature and kind of falls out. It looks like it hurt it a little bit, but not much.
Uh-oh.
That seems bad.
Yeah.
All right, so first thing it does is howl, striking fear into all of you. So I need you all to make a DC 13 charisma saving throw.
Ooh. I got this. This is not shadow related, right? No, it's
not. It is not. Oh, yeah, it is shadow related.
Oh, so we get advantage.
Yep.
Oh, thank right, God. Well,
Thank God,
saved my yes.
Yeah, same here.
I rolled a 12.
Me too. Plus 5, though, so I'm good.
I've got a 15.
That is my total. 12.
Okay.
My total, 16.
So, Esmeralda, you seem to be the only one that failed the saving throw. So, you gain 1 point of shadow from dread, and you become frightened for 1 minute.
Okay. And that means I can't move closer to it, right?
You cannot move closer to it, correct.
Okay. Good thing I'm ranged.
And you can make the saving throw at the end of each of your turns, too, to try to get rid of it.
Probably a disadvantage in attack rolls as well or something? I'm guessing.
I think yes.
So all of the rest of you are immune to this effect for 24 hours.
Sweet.
Okay. And then it's going to run forward, and you can make an attack against them, Paladin.
Oh, that's true. Hell yeah. Okay, so I have two weapons. That means two rolls, right? First main hand and then offhand, or doesn't that work that way?
You'd only have one attack opportunity.
Okay. All right, here we go. That's a 19 plus nice. 2. 21.
21. Okay, that'll hit.
Now, I believe, because it's the scimitar, it's a 1d6, right? I don't know what happened to my d6, so I'm going to roll it digitally. Don't know where it is.
It went up the butt. Fuck. You put what in the butt?
Are you talking the Butters version or the Samwell version? All right, I rolled a 3 for damage.
Okay.
And you add your dexterity.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, dexterity modifier. So that's plus 2. That's 5 damage.
Yeah, that's the problem of switching systems
every week. Yeah. Hey, I found my d6. Fuck yeah.
Hey, what's it up the butt?
Do you need 2 minutes to go and wash it?
it's clean enough. It's fine.
But perhaps it's weighed to one side now.
What the fuck is going on with my butt, guys? Why are you guys talking about my butt?
Okay, so it tries to pounce on you and gets a total of 7, so it misses.
Yes, it does.
So then we are back at the top of the round to Esmeralda. No, I'm sorry, Rormek.
Yeah. Can I bash it with my shield or something? Is that a thing? Or...
You could also smash it with the lantern.
Oh, okay. That's a better idea, maybe. I'll smash it with a lantern.
Okay.
Rip lights.
No, you won't get. Is it? You won't get your proficiency bonus on top of it. It's just a strength check.
Okay. Well, that's an 11, so that doesn't hit.
No. So you swing your lantern at it and it misses.
Yeah. Like a big trail of lights and lights the environment.
Paladin, your turn.
All right. Well, it's time to attack with both weapons, my scimitar and my short sword, which is 2 rolls, correct?
Right.
First roll is a 21 total. Mm-hmm. Second roll, let's just see if they're both hit. That is a 4 plus 2 is 6. I could add a d6, but no. So the second one's a miss.
Okay.
And then I roll a d6 for damage, I believe. That is a 3 plus 2 is 5.
5 points, okay.
Slice it in the face with my scimitar. Scimitar.
All right.
Curvy sword.
So then it says Merelda's turn.
All right, I'm going to steal my d20 back from the cat. And not roll well with it. I should ask him to roll. I missed.
Okay. So, Drogo?
Sorry, doesn't she need to roll for her stepping out of it?
Yeah, see if you can get rid of that fear. So it's DC 13 Charisma save.
Okay. Made it.
Okay.
Sweet.
So
thank you.
You're rid of that now. Drogo?
Why are we fighting such a large beast? We should move to safer ground.
Just kill it. It'll be fine. We've killed a troll before. We got this. This is just a weird, angry wolfie.
This is exactly what we're supposed to do. What do you suggest that we do then?
Could I bring out my pipe and try and do a loud sound to scare it away?
Go ahead and make an intimidate check.
What kind of pipe is that, by the way?
Is it like a horn? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that makes more sense. Especially like a pipe that you smoke and you blow on it and then you just make a mess.
It's, tobacco comes out.
It's an 8.
Okay, it doesn't seem to even notice it.
Oh, shit.
You sound so awful, it runs away.
All right, Primula.
Okay, so I hit it with a bow.
Okay.
I hope with the arrow.
Wait, maybe I need to rethink. No, joke. For another 3 points of damage, I assume again it's not really affected as much, right?
With all the weapons, all the attacks you've done so far, not terribly effective.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's it.
Okay. Let's see. So then after Primula, it's finally the wolf thing. So it will take a bite at Paladin.
Mean.
And it will miss with a 7.
Yeah, that's a miss. I have a 14.
So, actually, it's not a 7. I'm sorry. It's a 10, but doesn't matter. Still misses. So,
still a miss.
Back to Roramek.
All right. So, I'm very not good in hitting it with a lantern. So what I'm gonna try to do, I'm gonna put the lantern on the ground.
Okay.
And so everything's still lit, so we can see.
Mm-hmm.
And I kick it at his face.
I don't know if that's a good thing, but I also got a hempen rope in my thing, so I want to make like a lasso, but I don't think I'm gonna I can throw it now because that will take an action, I think.
Yeah, so okay, so you form it into a lasso.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Then that means it is Paladin's turn.
All right. Well, Paladin sees how the beast stays seemingly unaffected, and he looks back now at Drogo, and he's like, "Yeah, I think you're making some sense there. Maybe And he looks at the lantern, like, maybe I should try to beat it with the lantern, but now he can't see anymore. And you just see that he gets confused, and he's like, you know what? Fuck it. And he just tries to stab it again.
Okay.
He shouldn't try to think too much.
Yeah, it's not that it's not taking any damage. It's taking not much damage. Very little. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Scimitar swing first. That is definitely a miss. All right. And now the short sword. That is also a miss.
All right.
Are you even close with one of them? And you can
no. add D6? Otherwise, I would add the D6. Yeah, but I'm not even close.
Yeah. Okay.
Even with a 6, I don't think I would hit it.
Esmeralda, you're no longer at disadvantage.
Excellent. I'll take a shot. No. I am nailing this today. That's a 9 total.
Yes, so is my wolf. So it's all good. Drogo.
Yay.
Drogo Baggins.
Yeah. Sorry about that. how far are we from the Brandenburg ferry?
Let me see.
Yeah, because we're still near the water, I guess, right?
So you can, all in one turn, race down the road and leap onto the ferry.
Well, can I see any buckets or anything down there along the shoreline?
Sure.
I would like to run down there and grab a bucket and fill it with water.
Okay.
I'm so excited to see where this goes.
Let's see. So, Drogo, Primula.
Another arrow, another hit. Yeah, for a total of 3 damage.
All right. It attacks.
Paladin.
No, I think he's gonna go for Warmack this time.
Nice. I mean, no.
No, my cheese. No.
13 to hit.
No, it does not hit.
All right. That's been my highest roll this whole session with a 5.
Wow.
So then we're back on to Rory. Your turn.
To me, yeah. So at this time I created the lasso, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I wanna lasso it like some on his head or its paw or something.
Okay. So this is going to be a dexterity check because you don't have proficiency with the lasso.
Okay, yeah. I have hunting. Is that... That's like...
No, it's just going to be a straight up dexterity check.
Okay, dexterity. Well, it's 18 plus 2, so 20.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So you throw this lasso around his head.
Nice.
Then it runs off and drags you into the forest.
Yeah, well, I got a 20 pound cheese wheel on my shield, so I'm a bit heavier now. So yeah, I can really I'm using that.
I could just imagine you sledding like you're being dragged by a wolf. Are you sitting on a cheese wheel?
Yeah. Oh, so you guys, yeah. You guys, I got him. Should we tie him to a tree or something?
Good luck. I don't know. I don't know what your plan was, buddy.
Oh, no, me neither. I should have think of this.
All right, Paladin, your turn.
Mushrooms. All right. Let's start by... let's just attack him again. Fuck it. Let's go for it.
Watch my rope.
Yep, I'll watch the rope. I'll try to cut him lower, like in the body from the side.
Okay.
Scimitar attack. He just ties it down and slash him.
So then take one off and his armor we'll... class for the being held by the noose.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Is any per any chance is his armor class A1? I just rolled a 1. So all right, second attack. 19. There we go.
That's some
damage with the short sword. That is 4 damage.
Now, you don't get to add your dex bonus on the other weapon unless you have a feat for it.
That is 2 damage.
Okay.
Fuck. Good point. Yeah, I believe that's my turn.
Esmeralda's turn.
All right. I believe that I can shoot this bow and hit it. That is a 1. Nailed it.
Ariel gave us his curse.
He and I go back and forth. It's fine.
I was just going to make an STD joke, but I'm like, no, maybe not anymore.
Joga?
Could I run back with a bucket of water?
Yes.
I'm running back and I'm going to throw the bucket and water on to the beast.
All right, make a dexterity check.
It. Yep.
Joga, what the fuck are you doing?
That's a 16.
All right. So you throw water on it, and then it just... It sort of looks at you and growls and shakes the water off. Like it's completely confused. And then...
Be gone, beast! Run away!
Primero's
we'll
turn.
Throw more water on you!
Is he running away?
No, it's Primero's turn.
Okay. Now it smells like wet dog. Good job.
Okay, I'm going to shoot again. I'm on a roll today. Seven points of damage.
Dang.
Whoa.
Damn. That's a crit.
All right.
No.
Yeah, it's max damage, right? No?
So
it's a crit, but maximum damage.
This thing's going to try to bite Ormac, who has it in the leash that it doesn't like.
Yeah.
20 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Can't believe I finally rolled over a 5. Oh, God. Something other than a 2.
I'm scared.
I've got nothing to fear except running out of beer.
Hey, or cheese.
And a terrible roll, so 6 points of damage.
Holy shit. Terrible roll?
Yeah. Terrible. Fucking... Oh, dear.
We should run. We should run.
I just got a divine inspiration from God. We should run, guys.
Well, it is Rory's turn.
It's my turn. Yeah, where to run? I don't know. I still have it on the leash.
To the ferry. We need to go to the ferry. To the ferry.
Okay. I let go of the rope, so the rope's still on, or the noose is still on his neck. I'm guessing. I'll make a run for the ferry then.
Okay. So give me an athletics check. The DC is 10.
Come on.
Where's athletics? Oh, it's nothing. 11, yes.
Okay. So as you run, it's, of course, going to get a attack of opportunity on you.
Oh, dear.
I miss.
Okay, so unfortunately, it hits with a 27.
What? I go down.
No, not 27. Well,
still damage. You still have to roll damage.
Oh,
27.
Yeah. He's not that bad.
Okay.
10 points of damage.
Yeah, I still go down.
Yeah, hey, don't you still have temporary hit points? Or wait, those don't count.
I do not know.
That was one turn too late. I was going to do it. Son of a bitch.
So he hits me and I go face first on the ground and I'm
into your cheese wheel
and my cheese wheel which is on my shield rolls a few meters ahead and comes to a still.
You land on the lantern and catch on fire.
No.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Paladin, your turn.
Oh, like everyone's like holding their breath, like fuck, he's kidding.
Oh no, I was totally kidding. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Right. So do temporary hit points. Can they get someone up?
Temporary hit points? No.
Okay. What about large mushrooms? Never mind. I'm fucking around. all right. I will run towards Rory.
Okay.
And then I will be like, guys, I need some help. I don't know how to get him up. We need to get him out of here. We need to get to the boat. Like, Paladin's completely in serious mode now and just tries to rally everyone and give you all some temporary hit points.
Except me, because I'm down.
I think you get them. You're just not raise you below zero.
Yep. You don't go like to one or something, but you just get you don't get stabilized, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I need to add temp hit points. So how much?
Let's see. Hit points equal to your captain level plus charisma modifier. Ooh, fuck me.
It's four.
Twice your proficiency bonus up to twice. This isn't it? Is it four? Yeah. I thought three actually.
You have a plus two proficiency at this level.
Okay, four. I'll take it. So we all get four HP temporary hit points.
That's nice.
Can I've used as an action, so I don't think I can grab Rory and like try to get him to the ferry, right?
Correct.
All right, I'll stand by Rory then and defend him as I yell for someone, please help him up. We got to get out of here. But in an Irish accent. Yep.
Esmeralda, your turn.
I'll help try to get him up.
Okay. So you wanna pick him up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your strength?
Heal him or pick him up?
You know, that's actually a really good point. I'm not going to be picking him up because I have an 8 strength.
Okay. Yeah. That...
You put him on a cheese wheel and roll him.
Right? Yeah, I don't really have any way to heal him.
I got him.
Okay. I could hold my action, though, and, like, try to cover us.
Maybe you can use a lantern and throw it at the wolf or something. Keep it busy. Maybe we'll run off.
Sure. I'll take a lantern and throw it at the wolf.
Okay.
I'm definitely not going to roll a 1 and drop it at my feet.
Just do a dex check, then.
I rolled a fucking 1.
Did you really?
I'm not even kidding. No. It was like teetering on 13 and then just ticked over to a 1.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you throw the lantern and it misses the wolf and it lands on Roramac. And ignites him on fire.
Guys, this is God.
Good. Hey, this is good. Cremations are very expensive.
Oh, my God.
Get another bucket of water.
More water!
Drogo, your turn.
Is there any water left in the bucket?
Yes.
I throw it on the last, including the bucket, and just throw it on Rory.
Okay, so Rory, you have one automatically failed death save.
Oh, jeez.
But now the fire is out.
Okay.
Is the wolf just standing like, what the fuck are these things doing? Jesus Christ. Just sits there on his haunch like, wow, this is stupid.
I ask for law.
He's just going to sit and watch this.
Then
play
I run towards the ferry.
Okay. Let's see here. Drogo's turn.
It wasn't oil lantern, and you throw water over it. Okay, well. Sure.
It was not an oil lantern. It was a lantern that was ignited by tinder and fire. And dude, why are you making this worse?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, but perhaps we managed to douse so the oil is around you and not on you right now.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Oh, that could work. Yeah. And this is oil from the Shire. It works differently than
the. It works that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make a good point. It's fine. But Primula, your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to use Leechcraft. And
Witchcraft?
Leechcraft.
Oh.
It's the healing ability.
Oh.
Yeah.
Leechcraft. Ah.
I thought either you're making a lich or you are a witch. I'm not sure.
Or something to do with leeches, I was thinking.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I need everybody's consent, if you don't mind, for grabbing the one of our
fellowship points.
Fellowship points.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I can consent to anything. I'm like a little bit smoldering, so sure.
Anything?
Absolutely.
So I just need to check my bonus, because I think it's first aid. Yeah, it's first aid, I think. Medicine. So I got +4. And now I have advantage. 17. So you gain 7 hit points back.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nice.
Me?
Yes.
Oh. You.
Yeah. My fallen brother.
Yes. Thank you. Am I still conscious? Or?
You're conscious. You're
conscious. Oh, nice.
And you have the extra hit points from the...
Oh, the temporary hit points. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Now it helps you.
I feel like I'm reborn.
Oh, good job, Primula.
And with whatever movement I have left, I'll try and move further back.
Okay. So it's now the beast's turn, and it is going to attack Rory, who is prone on the ground, so it's going to have advantage.
Oh, no.
Fucker.
Not again.
It's going
to
get it.
I mean the beast, not you, Tom. Please be nice to us.
I am.
Okay. He says as he fucking kills Rory.
20 to hit.
Yes.
7 points of damage.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, so I lose my temporary hit points, which were 4, and a few more. But I'm still there.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Wait, wasn't he healed for 7 as well? That's amazing. That worked out perfectly.
Yep.
Oh.
Okay. And
yep. Nailed it, Prim.
And then that's going to make it Rory's turn.
Yeah. Oh, man. I really want to get out of here, but then he gets another opportunity attack.
No, he doesn't.
No?
This is 5E rule, so you can take your action to...
Disengage,
and then half of your movement to stand up, and the rest that you move away.
Okay, then I'll do that. I'll do exactly that.
Okay, so you get about 15 feet away from the wolf.
Yeah.
How many feet does he have until he's at the ferry?
That would be another 15 feet.
Okay.
Okay, right. That's good. Well, that'll be my turn. Yep.
Okay. So then it's Paladin's turn.
Fuck. All right. I guess, yeah, let's use disengage as well and get to the... shit, I don't know. I
get feel to like the boat.
Maybe Paladin needs to cover the exit a little bit. Yeah. Everyone else needs... He's going to try to... he will attack the wolf. And he's like, everybody get to the thingy-majig boat thing. What's it fucking called? Ferry. Get to the ferry.
This is not the time. Get to the ferry.
Get to the chingy-majig.
Get to the ferry.
This is not the time to be a hero.
Paladin. What about being a hero? I can't let you all die. All right, screw it. Disengage and run.
That's okay. The smartest thing you've done all day.
It's the smartest thing I've done all year, he says proudly, not realizing how stupid that makes him sound.
Give me an athletics check.
Shit, okay.
Oh, also, so you're running away. Are you disengaging?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, then don't give me an athletics check because you don't have the action then to jump onto the ferry. So,
I am so glad you said that because I rolled terribly.
let's see, Esmeralda's turn.
I'm gonna run for the ferry because I think I've done enough in this battle by lighting a fallen comrade on fire.
It smells like burnt hobbit hair.
Well, you
and wet dog.
You do have the action to jump, so give me an athletics check.
Oh, God. Okay. Can I do acrobatics instead?
Nope.
Well, shit. That's a 6.
All right. So you jump, you smack your head against the ferry, and you go into the water.
Nailed it.
She passed out? Like, is she?
No, she's not passed out. It's just it hurt. You hear thunk, splash. Drogo.
Paladin just looks at us just like, what the fuck, Esmeralda? What the fuck are you doing? Drogo.
I run up to the edge and I'll provide the aid action to the next person that needs to jump across.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Then that means it is Primula's turn.
Okay. Can I use my skill in water vehicles instead?
For what? You could definitely drive it better that way. No.
Okay, but jumping is athletics.
Athletics.
That's horrible.
But you have an advantage since I provided the aid, so.
Yeah, I'll still fail, but let's try it anyway.
No, you got this. Positivity. Feel the positivity. It sounded very Dutch. There you go.
18.
Oh my Yay! God. Hey.
Okay, so you make it onto the ferry.
Was Yikes. It with the advantage?
No, actually. No. Oh, my first roll was still 19.
Great. Nice.
Okay. So Rory is only 15 feet from the beast. It, like a dog hunting prey, it will sort of circle back about 5 feet and then takes a run at him to pounce on him.
I cast Fireball as a reaction. No. I'm sorry, Rory. I tried.
All right. 23 to hit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For 6 points of damage.
I go down again.
Fuck.
All right. Then it is Rory's turn. Also, so death save.
My turn. And so my previous death save is gone, right? So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it resets.
Okay. Well,
hey, you guys remember when I jokingly told Tom he should kill us all?
Which time?
Whoops.
Remember when you jokingly telling that you could drop the lantern?
I mean, I did drop it just closer to your face than you wanted me to.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so how does the death save work again? Above
D20. Yeah, you want a 10 or higher.
Oh, 10
right.
or higher.
Was
it? Yeah, 10.
14.
Yay!
Okay, so that is your first successful check. You got to make 3 ones.
Right. Yes.
Let's see. So that is Roy Max. So it's Paladin's turn.
Can I grab him and throw him onto the Bodhi thing? It's 15. How far was it? It was pretty close.
He was 15 feet from the. And you reached. You made all 30 feet running to it. So there's 15 feet between you and him and the wolf.
Well, damn it. All right, hang on. Reading this real quick just to see how often I can use leadership. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Probably until short rest or something like that.
Yeah, that's correct. I just read it. Okay. Crap. Can't exactly leave him behind, of course. So... Jesus Christ. All right. I'll go towards it, towards the wolf, and try to distract it with my swords.
Okay.
While yelling at Primula, Primula, get your brother up and someone get my sister out of the water. Yeah, so he goes towards the wolf thing, and he attacks with his scimitar. And rolls a 12 plus... 14.
So miss, 14 right? to hit? Yeah, that is a miss.
But I would like to add my d6 that I was given by Primula.
Okay.
Hey!
3, so it makes it 17.
Now that is a hit.
Hell yeah. All right, now comes the damage. That is 5 plus 2 is 7.
Okay.
And then the second sword.
The creature's now bloodied.
That... Ooh, really?
Yeah.
The second roll is a 15.
That's a hit.
Whoa! For 2 damage.
Okay.
And he yells out, guys, he's bleeding! In his beautiful Irish accent that he doesn't have. Well, he does have, but I can't portray it. And then he says, get him up, I'll try to hold him off.
Esmeralda?
That's it.
Am I on the boat?
No, you're in the water next to the boat.
Okay, cool. I'm going to try to climb into the boat.
Okay.
No, you'll topple us over.
But it's a large ferry.
What do you want me to do, drown, Rory?
It's a ferry. It's a very stable boat. It's
I
not...
got a 13 to get into the damn boat.
Okay, so you crawl up into the boat.
She's like soaking action? Wet and panting. I assume so.
Is there anything else you want to do? You have an action left. That was just movement.
Can I take a shot?
Sure.
Oh, God. Please don't roll the one and hit me in the fucking shoulder.
I mean, the wolf is still back there, right?
It is, yeah.
Wolf is backlit by a burning patch of...
That's an 18 to hit.
Okay, so wolf. You hit it.
What's damage on a bow again?
D6.
1d6 plus your dex.
That's a 4.
I mean, it's not bad.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
That's better than missing. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
It's better than setting someone on fire.
Well, everything's better than that. Yeah.
Drogo?
I would like to try and walk up and grab Rory Mac and pull him towards the shore.
Sure, you can do that. The wolf will have an attack of opportunity on you as you leave, since you're dragging him along.
It's okay, that's where the max hit points come in. You got this.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. 13?
Last words for you.
Second, Tom?
13?
That's a hit.
Okay. Fuck. 7 points of damage.
That's okay.
All right. And...
This is why you don't go out and adventuring. People get hurt.
And now you are at the edge to, you know, jump to the ferry. Now, that means it is Primula's turn.
Okay. I'll... I'll tell Drogo, throw me over here, and then give him the rhyme of it. I'll do it with a rhyme. I need to think of a rhyme.
So now, is that something you can have someone else make for you? What or do you rhyme? Need to apply it?
No, I'm a rhyme of lore, which I have twice a day. I give someone a D6.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
Kind of like Bardic Inspiration.
I see.
Yeah, So I'm giving Bardic Inspiration, the Rhyme of Law, to Drogo.
Okay.
And that's it, I guess.
All right.
There once was a man from Nantucket throwing my brother in a thicket. I don't know.
And a I was working on a rhyme too, but I got nowhere.
And a crazy hobbit with a bucket.
Hey, nice.
Okay, so the wolf then is going to kind of circle back 5 feet and then take a run at... well, actually, it's fighting Paladin right there next to it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
So it's, if it takes a 5 foot step back, it gets an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, it's not going to do that. It's going to go ahead and go for Paladin and get a 19 to hit.
That is.
Oh, man. 6 points of damage.
Yep. All right. Yay, temporary hit points. He's all right. He's not even bloodied.
Okay. So now it's Rory's turn.
Okay.
Death save.
I'm going to go roll for a death save. That's the only thing I can do right now. And that's a 2.
Okay. Oh. But it's not a 1.
Exactly.
Right. So you have 1 success and 1 failure.
Yes. Noted.
And then it's Paladin's turn.
Shit. Okay, so who is all on the ferry right now?
Primula and Esmeralda. Esmeralda.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. Yeah, no, he has to start backing up. So he goes towards the... he uses disengage,
okay,
by the way, mm-hmm, and goes towards the raft.
Okay.
And disengage is an action, so I don't think I have any actions left.
Correct. You're not able to leap onto the ferry, but you are there ready to do so.
Okay, and I can't help Rory either.
No, right? You have no actions left.
Okay. Can I throw a lantern at him?
let's see. So, Esmeralda, your turn.
Can I throw it? I don't know what to do. I guess I'll just shoot at the wolf.
Okay.
Real quick. Is there anything on the ferry that's like has flames on it? It doesn't, right? It's pure darkness.
Yeah, it's just. I think it's like a. What would you call it? Like a raft or something.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, rope ferry raft.
So it's basically a barge with two ropes, and then you pull the rope, and it goes one side and back to the other, depending on how you pull the rope.
I got a 15.
Nice.
Okay, that's a hit.
Plus 7.
Ooh.
So yeah, 7 damage.
Nice. All right. Wow. Drogo.
I will try to throw Roramak over. Esmeralda, cap!
I just picture him like unconscious and you miss and he just sinks down into the river and drowns.
Yeah, that's quite plausible. athletics.
Yep. Oh
boy. Oh, yeah. it might work. I'm using the special die. Ooh, that's a 5. 11.
Okay. Okay, sure. Oh. Yeah. So you throw him onto the boat.
Nice one. Nice one, Drogo and Prim. Good job.
And that would be my turn because...
yeah, that's your action.
I only have a moment left, so yeah.
Okay, Primula.
Drogo is on the boat. Not Drogo, sorry. Rory is on the boat, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll use first aid.
Okay.
To stabilize him. And I succeeded, just barely. So he's stabilized, but not up.
Right. Nice. No more death saves.
Thank you.
No more death saves, yeah.
All right. And then that would make it the wolf's turn. All right. Let's see. So Paladin and Drogo are still at the shoreline, right?
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
I think at this point, the wolf is going to beat a retreat. So you're going to see this thing... sort of dart north along the riverbank then. Sort of out of sight as the rest of you make it aboard the ferry. Tom Arrow's Tales hopes to showcase the creativity, talent, and merchandise of indie RPG creators through actual play podcasts. Also, watch for our Old Gods of Appalachia role-playing game episodes coming soon. Look us up at tomarrows.com and on social media at tomarrowstales, all one word, no apostrophe.